So let them keep what they own, while we keep what is uniquely ours, that which they have not and cannot do, the unique, spontaneous, free expression of feeling that blossoms into gifts for all, one for all, and all for one. We march. Now's the time to find a rhyme that's got a reason and frees the mind from angry thoughts, the racist kind. If we all want to change, then come on, get in line. Next time we march, we kicking down the door. Next time we march, all is what we marching for. It says our prophet of love, Prince, is who I'm quoting. All is what we're marching for. If this is the same sister that you cannot stop calling a bitch, it will be the same one that will leave your broke ass in a ditch. If you can't find a better reason to call this woman otherwise, then don't cry. You made a bed in which you lie. Now's the time to find a rhyme that's got a reason and frees the mind from angry thoughts, the racist kind. If we all want to change, then come on, get in line. Next time we march, we kicking down the door. Next time we march, all is what we marching for. Come on, march. Yes, we do dig. Now we clarify forever. In other words, as long as it takes, we ain't got no use for ice cream without the cake. We got no time for excuses. The promised land belongs to all. And that's from Prince's song, We March, which I'm going to post for the next show. That's from The Gold Experience, which was released in 1995. Proudhon favored an approach he called mutualisme, we said in our May 15, 2016 show. Under such a system, and that was, I think, quoting from an even earlier show, I'm continually bringing this back because it's such a powerful notion, in which what we do for each other, everything we do is equivalent, and we no longer go to the power guys for what we want. We go to each other, because as long as we have to go through power, we are not going to get our due, which is me and you get to have each other to draw on, to look to, for support, for sustenance. Their analysis, the power guys, in the aftermath of the French Revolution was correct as far as it went. They must stay hidden to exist. But Nicola saw further, saw that once, with the aid of his inventions, once we could see and speak and think with each other as one, their game would be up. They ran it once, they can't run it again. Now it's just a matter of time and how many unnecessarily lost lives.